The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
And I guess before I get to my talking points, I've heard that term
used
before.
You have talking points?
Just a reminder to our listeners, you know, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, and they're our sponsor, is having an event tomorrow. I'm bringing it up because tomorrow's is sold out, but they're going to have a repeat event December 5th. So if you'd like to go, the phone number is 754-216-2332. What the event is about is they want to introduce the public to their drawing center because it really is state-of-the-art. You don't have to wait. It's very efficiently run. And you can get tests done from many labs, not just the one lab whose drawing center you're going to. And as a reward for showing up, it's by reservation, they'll let you have a free testing for a complete blood count, serum chemistries, and a urinalysis. So, like I said, tomorrow's event is sold out or completely full, but sold out makes it sound like we're charging for something. But no, it's free. Although you will have the opportunity to upgrade or to order other testing at extremely low prices. So the next event will be December 5th. The number to call is 754-216-2332. Okay, Jan, I was, I don't know why it came to mind, but it did, and you'll see how we connect it to medicine. Remember the saying, if a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound?
Oh, my goodness. We're getting very philosophical this morning, Dr. Slavin.
Well, I've heard that before. Okay, now, maybe you didn't know this part of it. That was first said, it's believed, by a philosopher named George Berkeley in his work, A Treatise Concerning the Principles of Human Knowledge. And that was published in 1710. So
nobody has answered that question to the satisfaction of all listening to the question.
Well, there are a lot of answers to it. That's the problem. But it really depends if you answer it philosophically or scientifically. For example, let's see, I have an example here. Albert Einstein is reported to have asked his fellow physicist and friend, Niels Bohr, one of the founding fathers of quantum mechanics, whether he realistically believed that the moon does not exist if nobody is looking at it. To this, Bohr replied that however hard he, meaning Einstein, might try, he would not be able to prove that it does, thus giving the entire riddle the status of a kind of an infallible conjecture, one that cannot be either proved or disproved. Now, when it comes to the tree in the forest, remember the experiment? You may have had this in high school. They would put a bell, you know, you would see the bell with the clapper moving quickly in a bell jar and then create a vacuum. And as the vacuum is created, you don't hear it anymore. So, yet you know it's still producing sound, except you can't hear it because there's no air to conduct the sound waves. Well, that's the really the answer to the tree in the forest. The tree doesn't make sound. The tree creates vibrations, waves that are completely silent until it's perceived by the ear. So it's the perception of those vibration that is sound. So if nobody hears it, there is no sound. There's vibrations created by the falling tree. But how does this apply to medicine? And I gave it some thought, and I said, before I do that, when an ostrich sticks its head in the sand, does the danger disappear?
I believe that is a myth, Dr. Slavin.
Ostriches don't stick their head in the sand?
No, they don't.
Okay. But if they did...
If they were to stick
in other words,
their
if they couldn't perceive the danger, if they couldn't perceive the danger, does the danger disappear? Well, the point I'm getting at is I see how doctors are taking care of patients with the minimal amount of testing. So the question has to be asked then, if the doctor doesn't discover illness, does that mean illness doesn't exist? I guess
okay,
we lost
and that's a question for me, Dr. Slavin?
Well, it's an open question.
An open question, okay.
And I think that's really the problem. Doctors are only testing for what they want to find.
Oh, absolutely. They're only testing for that which they have something they can write on their prescription pad to overcome. And keep in mind, I didn't use the word cure, though the doctors may possibly say that to their patients. They are going to have an effect on the patient's testing results that is satisfying to the doctor's requirements. Doesn't mean that the patient is cured, doesn't necessarily mean that the patient has truly overcome the symptoms for which he sought out the doctor's advice. However, that is unfortunately how medicine has evolved in the United States. I don't think it's quite the same way around the world, and I think it very, very much is representative of what you have long ago designated doctors as prescriptionists.
Well, you remember how you would tell our listeners there's certain things you can't say to a
Absolutely.
Client or on the air, because you
right.
might be accused of practicing medicine without a license. But when doctors practice medicine with a license, are they allowed to lie to patients?
Well, they don't necessarily believe that they're lying to patients.
Well, that's the question. If you tell a lie, but you don't think it's a lie, if you tell a lie, but you don't think it's a lie, is it still a lie? So, for example,
depends on your point of view.
Well, for example, how often the patient has cancer surgery and the doctor comes out, we've got it all, you're fine. Now, he knows in the back of his mind he can't really make that statement with certainty, but he nevertheless lets the patient know that. And maybe if the patient knew that you didn't get that guarantee of cure, maybe they'd look at a different approach. Because I think that's the lie that's occurring in medicine, is that people think they have the solutions to all the illnesses that people go to doctors for. So just a thought, for example, if you go to a doctor and he does his few tests and he proclaims you're healthy, everything is good, does that mean you're really healthy? If you didn't test for other things that might have been abnormal. And what I'm trying to do is, I hope our listeners are thinking about this. There are a lot of tests available now. They weren't available, you know, 30, 40 years ago, perhaps when a lot of the doctors still in practice today were taught medicine. They still do the same thing. They haven't really advanced their approach to patients. But we have a lot of other tests we can perform now that could really identify people in the earliest stages of dysfunction before it turns into disease. But they're still not doing the tests. They do a quick CBC, a Campanile urinalysis. It's good for some things, for sure, but they're leaving out a lot of things. Of course, then they add in the lipids for cholesterol. Not because cholesterol is the real threat that they've made everybody believe it is, but it's the way to sell cholesterol-lowering drugs. So they add that in, and they add in a TSH. We had a big discussion on the radio yesterday that the TSH is wrong so often, and it can't give the doctors the full view of the thyroid function. So just doing a TSH, and it's a normal range, and the doctor says, your thyroid is perfectly fine. At the very least, he's misleading the patient. And if you're going to defend doctors, Janet, then you have to say the doctor's incompetent.
Excuse me?
But then you'd have to say the doctor's incompetent if he's just doing a few tests and then telling the patient everything is good. Because I think that's really the issue out there. The patients...
Yeah. I have to take issue with what you're saying, Dr. Slavin. I think that in any profession, there are people who excel at their profession and are always seeking new knowledge to enhance how they're going to benefit people who seek out their professional expertise. And so I think that there are doctors who may have been trained 30 years ago before a lot of the tests that are available today have been brought to the medical community's attention. And they very well may be keeping up with the literature, that they may have been even seeking out information, research results that have been published and circulated outside of the mainstream medical publications. And what I'm thinking about are the New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of the American Medical Association, and Lancet. And so the thing is that I believe over time a certain percentage of medical practitioners have found that the information that they gleaned from those mainstream medical publications are not necessarily enhancing the quality of their patient interaction, not necessarily enhancing the breadth of their knowledge and steering them in a correct direction in order to get more answers. And so I think those doctors have sought out other associations, possibly investigating a little bit of herbal information, possibly investigating a little bit of anti-aging alternative approaches. And that in that way, they have acknowledged that some of the information that their patients have brought to them has great validity and great value. And so I would put that in the medical profession as well as any professional designation.
All right. Well said. But right now we have to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
The blood test required by your doctor does not have to be an ordeal. Learn about the special treatment available for you at AMT Centers. Innovative approaches to evaluating health issues through advanced lab testing. Tests that identify imbalances and point out solutions. And personalized guidance to address out-of-range results. Call 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com, 754-216-2332. 800-288-2332 or go to amtcenters.com.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Just an update, Janet. It's Friday, so you must be up in Del Rey.
I am in Greenland Store, and I should tell people that there are some fabulous, fabulous specials going on here. There's buy one, get one free of the Mega Food men's and women's multivitamins. All of the kids' supplements are buy one, get one free. So in addition to sitting down and talking to me about your nutritional requirements, about your health challenges, come on in and save some money.
All right. And we've been talking, you were mentioning where doctors get their knowledge from. If I think if a healthcare consumer ever read one of those medical journals that doctors look at, you would see that maybe 25% of the pages in those journals are from advertisers. And who are the advertisers? Drug companies. So if there was ever any question, who's controlling healthcare in this country? It's the drug companies. And I think that's part of the problem. But it doesn't have to be, because before anybody takes a drug, there are a lot of things that people can do to correct the problem, since there are no such things as a drug deficiency. you have drugs treat symptoms. They don't restore health. They don't treat the real cause of the problem, but they do treat symptoms. So back to my analogy that's only a myth with the ostrich. I think taking a drug is analogous to the ostrich putting their head in the sand. You know, you have a problem.
I'm very much in agreement with that. Certainly taking a drug in many, many instances does seem to cover up the warning signs that your body is giving you that something is not functioning well. And it's very, very interesting, because when doctors identify an issue, either through blood work or diagnose a situation based on what the patient may be telling the doctor, very often they will go right for a pharmaceutical, and indeed it's interrupting the message from your body. And so step by step, I think possibly before even seeking out the doctor's information, what he has to offer, the approach that I think people might consider taking is stop and take a look at what you've been eating. Stop and take a look at how you've been sleeping. Are you drinking enough water? Let's get back to the basics. Let's take a look at how well you are doing as kind of the guardian of your health, because that's what you as an individual are. You are the guardian of your health. And when you don't do things that are supportive of your body function, your body will rebel and give you a little bit of a red light saying, it's not going the way it should be going. Very important to pay attention. Feed me right. Stop the sugar. Stop those damaged fats. Make sure that you're having a very, very broad array of different vegetables. And keep in mind, I'm mentioning vegetables and I'm not mentioning any other category. And in my view, one of the most important categories, or the important category, is your vegetable intake. And don't focus on what you may perceive as the only category of health-supporting vegetables, but a wide range of all different colorful vegetables. That's the way to support good health as the beginning step. There's so many different ways, but very, very important. And then when you think about how we are exposed to toxic substances in our mainstream kind of food distribution system, the way it is now, toxic substances in our water, toxic substances applied to our clothing. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So what are those vegetables doing? They're helping you get rid of some toxic substances. Dr. Slavin?
Well, I frequently said, just because you feel good doesn't mean you're not sick. And I think it's really, it's the same thing that the philosopher was saying. If a tree falls and nobody's there to hear it, is there any sound? If nobody's there to identify the problem, is there any illness? And the answer is yes, because the lack of identification just means there's a lack of proper testing. And, that's why, we do, when we see patients, we do the kind of tests that empower patients to do a better job taking care of themselves. I think most people, and not everybody, but most people, if they really understood what they were doing to themselves and how it was disrupting the function of their bodies, might be motivated to make a change. Not everybody.
Okay, Dr. Slavin, one of the things I'm going to ask you is where you might come by some of the information that kind of motivates you to seek out deeper understanding. And my question is, does a lot of your information come from the patients who see you?
Well certainly, if they present with a problem I don't necessarily have a solution to, sometimes they tell me, what they've done that's helped, or I can research it and see if anybody else has come up with a problem. And that's, but a lot of times it's really about doing the right test. They may have a complaint, and then it translates, if you do the right type of testing, to perhaps hormonal imbalance or thyroid dysfunction. These are the things that aren't being tested by mainstream medicine, or it might be related to elevated inflammatory markers. And that's really where I think the focus needs to be placed with when we deal with patients, because those are the areas that they can correct on their own before it develops into a symptomatic illness that at the outset, at least, may require medication. We want to catch things early, identify patients at risk, and correct it, change course with those patients so they don't wind up being placed on 10 different medications by physicians. And they still don't get better. I've told the story before about a friend of mine that owned a gym, and he was interviewing somebody that was going to join. And he asked them, are you healthy? He said, yeah, I'm healthy. But and then he said, wait a minute, didn't you just give me 10 drugs you're on? He said, yeah, I'm taking 10 drugs. Now I'm healthy. I think that's the perception for a lot of people. If they take the drugs and the numbers improve, that now they're healthy. It's funny how we deceive ourselves into thinking that way, because no one, if they really thought about it, could actually believe that taking a drug makes you healthy. It changes the number. That's like if you were to adjust the speedometer in your car so that when you're going 80 miles an hour over the speed limit, but you adjust the speedometer down to 50, you think you're not speeding anymore. You're still speeding. And it's just you know, I understand the reluctance to want to change. You don't want to change the way you eat because you like the way you eat. You like the food, but it may not be healthy. But you don't want to give it up because it's you like it. And that tells you, you know, that's the definition of an addiction. You know, not being able to give up something that you know is bad for you. That's why you see so many smokers and people that drink excessively. They'd love to quit, I'm sure, but they find it very difficult.
Okay, so in instances where patients come to see you, Dr. Slavin, and they have a particular, they're talking about a specific symptom that they're dealing with, and when you review with them what they might be eating, and you can see that they're dealing with an addiction. They're dealing with a situation, something that they're taking on a regular basis is contributing to the symptom that's causing distress for them. What are some of the ways that you are using in order to help people not only recognize the fact of their addiction, but also support them to get away from that addictive substance, that addictive food or drink, whatever they might be doing that is contributing to their problem?
Well, first you have to identify that there is a problem. In other words, when I first see a patient, I don't know what they're eating or drinking. But I look at the lab work and I know they're doing something wrong if the, you know, if the inflammatory markers are elevated or the very important test, your fasting insulin is elevated or your hemoglobin A1C is elevated. You know, you can have an elevated hemoglobin A1C with a normal fasting blood sugar. So unless you do the right test, you'll pass right over that person with a pre-diabetic condition. So you have to do all the tests. And I think when patients are made aware that they have a problem, many of them will change their behavior. And then you reinforce those changes when you retest and they see, oh, things look better on the lab work. But more importantly, when the patients make these changes, they feel better. And that's what reinforces them to continue with the changes. I can't tell you how many people have come back after, you know, I point this out to them and they go home and they make the changes because people really know what they have to do. And they know what they're doing wrong, but it's just so easy to eat the wrong way. It's, but, you know, just make a little more effort because it pays off in better health. But when they start feeling so much better and just enjoy life so much better, and there was a patient just the other day, changed the way she ate and said she has so much more energy now and just feels better. You know, it's just hard for people to understand that even the food they eat, you know, could be the reason why they don't feel as good as they do. Just make some changes. It could be a remarkable shift in how you feel.
Absolutely, a remarkable shift. A shift when you learn the things that are not supportive of how all of the different systems of your body work. One of the things that I looked at just before I made the call to join you on the radio this morning, Dr. Slavin, was the book from Dr. D'Adamo, Eat Right for Your Type. Do you have any comments about approaching that dietary choice, that way of eating? Have you had any success or any experience with that?
Well, I haven't implemented it, but I think everything is worth trying out. But, you know, just my general feeling is a good diet is a good diet. You don't need to have a diet for high blood pressure or a diet for diabetes or a diet for diverticulitis. A good diet is a good diet instead of having all these variations. And that's what we have to.
I have some comments on that when we come back.
All right. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. With us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
Welcome back. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And that's an interesting noise. But it stopped.
Do you know where it's coming from?
I don't know. No, that was, I think, one of the phones ringing. And I don't know why, because it's an unpublished number. Maybe it was a wrong number. So we've been talking about becoming more aware of our health. And the problem or the difficulty with that is, you can have issues with health without having any symptoms. So how do you find out that there's a problem? You have to do testing. Now, another example of that is you can have high blood pressure and have no symptoms. So, you know, another example. Or you can have cancer and have no symptoms. You know, so the gamut runs the whole spectrum of, you know, minor diseases to serious illnesses, if you're not tested. The idea is, in my opinion, to identify the risk before it becomes a real danger to your health and maybe to your life. Identify it early. Make the changes that are leading you in that direction. And the first changes always come with your food choices. I think that's probably the major factor when it comes to illness, is food choices. Let me give you an example, Janet. We had a guest on Wednesday. It was Wednesday, right, Janet, the retired high school teacher?
Tuesday or Wednesday, yes.
Okay, earlier this week. And he was talking about how he began a program in the schools just to test kids' blood sugar to identify kids that were pre-diabetic or even diabetic, and, you know, to make the changes and how that improved their health so much. There was a report out, speaking of kids in this group, obese children who cut back on their sugar intake see improvements in their blood pressure, cholesterol readings, and other markers of health after just 10 days. And this was a rigorous new study. The interesting thing about this study, and I'm not sure I agree with it, Janet, is they were just trying to see if it was the sugar by itself rather than the carbohydrates in their diet that was the key. In other words, they were saying, is sugar itself harming health, or is the weight gain that comes from consuming sugary drinks and foods mainly what contribute to illness over the long term? So it sounds like this was something maybe put out by the food industry. So what they did was they removed foods with added sugar from a group of children's diets and replaced them with other types of carbohydrates so that the subject's weight and overall calorie intake remained roughly the same. So after 10 days, the children showed dramatic improvement. But I would like to say that if they made even more changes, they would show even more dramatic improvement. So the findings add to the argument that all calories are not created equal, and they suggest that those from sugar are especially likely to contribute to type 2 diabetes and other metabolic diseases. In other words, they're saying sugar in and of itself is more dangerous than the carbohydrates people consume that are converted to sugar. What do you think about that, Janet?
I actually think that what they were trying to show in their interaction with the students was that what they were consuming contributed to a variety of different issues that could be identified through blood testing. So their blood sugar level, their cholesterol level, and their blood pressure. I don't even think they did cholesterol. So their blood sugar level and their blood pressure. And that by changing their diet, they could make a change in those different test results. And it's that those students might not necessarily have felt a change in their blood pressure or felt a change with their blood sugar, but that also they were being educated about possible energy levels, possibly sleep situations, and possibly mood changes, not to even mention their skin health. And I think, boy, you get those kids' attention when you talk about, okay, what you're eating plays a role with regard to how clear and beautiful your skin is. So they went for things that would get the teenagers' interest, and then to a slight extent expanded it with regard to the dangers associated with the electromagnetic waves that they're exposing themselves to from their cell phones, where they were carrying their cell phones and having having an effect on possible future hormonal function, the quality hormonal function. So I think that they were focusing on things where they would be able to get the teenager's attention and then expand their knowledge from there. And, unfortunately, they were also critical of what was being fed to these students when they were in school. The quality of the food that was available in school in certain cases was questionable, and for sure alerting the kids to the dangers of eating or drinking sodas, and those sodas being very readily available all throughout the different school systems. Those sodas being so readily available because the producers of the sodas, PepsiCo and Coca-Cola, actually pay the schools a fee in order to have their drinks available to the students. So it literally is a war out there. Dr. Slavin?
Well, listen to what they did in this study, because they were concerned about sugar. Didn't focus on really carbohydrates per se. So here's what they did. They wanted to, wherever there was food with added sugar in their diets, we took it out and we replaced it with a no-added sugar version. For example, instead of yogurt sweetened with sugar, imagine this. They gave the children bagels. Instead of pastries, they were given baked potato chips. Instead of chicken teriyaki, which typically contains a lot of sugar, they ate turkey hot dogs or burgers for lunch. And the remaining sugar in their diet came mostly from fresh fruit. So that's how they conducted the study, and they found on average the subject's LDL cholesterol fell by 10 points. The diastolic blood pressure fell by 5 points. Their triglycerides dropped by 33 points. And their fasting blood sugar and insulin levels, which are indicators of diabetes risk, also markedly improved. So I just think, the way I look at this, I think, boy, with those little changes, you got an improvement. Imagine what kind of improvement you would get if you really started eating healthy.
Certainly, I come back to my statement, pay attention to your vegetables. If there's any category of food that will provide quality health support, it's vegetables. And if you have raw, fresh vegetables, very, very helpful to have salads on a regular basis. One or two salads a day would not be too much. You don't want to soak them in prepared dressings. You want to get used to seasoning your salads with fresh herbs, with high-quality olive oil. You want to get accustomed to using a variety of different vinegars, but even better for your health, to get used to using lemon juice as a dressing for your salad. So you might combine the olive oil and the lemon juice. You might even go hardcore and just put lemon juice on your raw vegetables. And then after you have addressed that important aspect of raw vegetables, all different colors of vegetables, all different types of fresh herbs, fabulously supportive of good health. And then you want to go to your cooked vegetables and things like learning about combining sweet potatoes and other cooked vegetables, combining beans with vegetables. And so somebody might say, oh, I really don't like beans. All right. So cook the beans very well, add some onion to that, add some parsley to that, shredded vegetables like carrots, parsley, all different kinds of things added to those beans, season it the way you like, lemon juice on the beans, very, very helpful and supportive of digesting the beans. A lot of times people say to me, oh, they don't necessarily digest the beans very well. It makes them feel bloated. It gives them gas. They don't feel comfortable. So using a quality digestive enzyme when you are eating something that is relatively hard to digest. And the thing is, I actually believe that different diets are better suited to different people. So depending on your lifestyle, depending on your ethnic background, on your the genetic history of the individual, all of those details do play a role in what are the best dietary choices for some people. I think for some people, eating high quality red meat, very, very supportive of good health, very supportive of energy and hormonal function. And for other people, if the red meat is hard to digest and not a very, very good choice, so they're not necessarily going to feel well. But I come back to the vegetables. You think about how our plates should look. Unfortunately, Americans' plates look like more than half of the plate is covered by the protein, whether it's meat or poultry or fish. And then the other half is possibly pasta or something like that. But what you really want is a very little bit, almost like a condiment, let's say 3 or 4 ounces of the meat, and then the rest of the plate covered with vegetables, both raw and cooked. And of course, even better if those vegetables are organic. Dr. Slavin, what do you think?
Well, I think it's time for a break. We've been hearing the music, which means it's time for a short break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Janet Cimarelli is the licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
Welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We've been talking about how to stay healthy. I think we talk about that every day, but just different ideas that we need to entertain to really appreciate what it means to be healthy as opposed to just not feeling sick. Big distinction in those two things. You know, if you don't feel sick, does that mean you're healthy? You know, you don't know. Now, I was thinking about, you know, over the years, patients I've had that really take good care of themselves. They exercise. The weight is just where they should be. They're eating a perfect diet, in many cases a raw diet. And you would think that they don't need any testing because they're perfectly healthy and they're doing everything right. But you never know. You know, and I found that sometimes you pick up elevated liver enzymes or elevated inflammatory markers. Usually with the right diets, you know, the cholesterol and everything is perfect. But those other things that you might not be aware of might be off. And what does that tell you? It tells you that maybe some of the supplements you're taking might be upsetting you and you don't realize it. Or you're eating a food that you're allergic to that may be upsetting you. So you really need the testing, even if you're doing everything right, just to get that feedback to reinforce what you're doing. Janet.
Okay, so I was talking a little bit about the importance of vegetables, and I stand by that. That's the basis of the establishment of nutritional well-being. Okay, so I have a question for you, Dr. Slavin. You were talking about how the bad eating habits can be likened to an addiction. And so I'm thinking of different ways that there are for people to address an addictive connection with something they're eating that is contributing to a negative result with regard to their overall health. And so there is glutamine, an amino acid that can be very, very helpful at changing the chemistry of your digestive system. And with that change in your digestive system, you minimize the attraction for the particular addictive food substance that you're connecting with. And certainly some of the things that we know you really need to reduce in your diet, things like commercial dairy products, very, very important to get rid of those commercial dairy products. If you want a step in the right direction is grass-fed dairy products, grass-fed milk. For people who want to totally get rid of dairy in their diets, there are all sorts of alternative milk products. And then you first, very, very important to get rid of wheat and gluten. And overall, when you take a look at that whole picture of grains, so many of the processed grains really do create a negative response with regard to health. So getting rid of that. But how does one go about getting rid of those two most pervasive substances in our diets that tend to create problems? So dairy and wheat and gluten giving rise to an increased production of mucus in our bodies, not a good thing. Ultimately creating inflammation, not a good thing. Okay, so as I said, a little bit of glutamine. The other thing is once a week to report into someone using that whole approach that Weight Watchers has used successfully for years. Connect with somebody that you have to report to them what you've been eating. The other suggestion is think about allowing yourself access to the particular substance that you really, really love one time a week. So 6 days out of seven, you avoid the substance that may be contributing to a health challenge, and one day a week you have it. And sometimes what happens after that one day a week exposure to a negative food substance, you don't feel well, and that tends to break that addictive cycle. Dr. Slavin, what do you think?
Well, no, I agree with that. There was something that came to mind. We had talked about this a couple weeks ago, and that was carrageenan, because when you were talking about all the milk substitutes, and, you know, I found that a lot of them have carrageenan added to it, and carrageenan has been linked to a lot of digestive disturbances and sometimes even linked to cancer. And the interesting thing is they play a lot of word games there. They say, well, carrageenan is perfectly safe. And that's what, but on the label it's carrageenan, but it's the kind of carrageenan that's not perfectly safe. It's the degraded carrageenan that's used. And they call it the same thing. So it becomes very confusing as far as, what to do. So you want to read labels, and they should be as few ingredients as possible. I think that's the main point. I've looked at, even with supplements, you look at the supplements you buy in the supermarket, for example, and they have all these extra ingredients in there that are totally extraneous to what you require in a supplement. Now, you can talk about that a little bit more, right, Janet?
Okay, for sure. I'm standing here in Greenlands, and Greenlands has a wide range of different dairy alternatives. So things like oat and rice and hemp and almond milk and cashew milk, coconut milk, and you have to look at the small print. A lot of the different dairy alternative milks don't have carrageenan. It looks like they have found other substitutes, different types of gums to enhance the viscosity of the non-dairy milk products. And so in reading the labels, some of them have the carrageenan and some of them don't. So just read the small print, and right, you're going to find the ingredient list right under the nutrition facts box, which gives you the fat, the sodium, potassium, carbohydrate, all of that different information about the components found in that non-dairy milk product. And then right underneath that nutrition facts box is the ingredients. And you might need a magnifying glass to read the ingredients. Some of the lists are very lengthy. Some of the lists are very, very short. So when you find the one that suits your requirements, that's what you need to choose. I just want to let everybody know that I'm here in Delray, 2000 North Federal Highway, Greenland Stores in Delray Beach, 2 miles north of Atlantic Avenue on the west side of Federal Highway. And I'm here from 11 to 2. So if you have any questions about what we've talked about today on Natural Doc Radio, if you have any answers that you need to questions about supplements you're taking, come on in and see me. And then tomorrow morning, starting very early, Dr. Slavin, I will be meeting with the people who've been lucky enough to find an appointment at Advanced Medical Testing Centers to take advantage of those free blood tests, the chem panel, CBC, as well as a urinalysis. So I'll be at Advanced Medical Testing Center starting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and I'll be there 8 to 11. What about you?
And I'll be there as well. I'd like to thank our listeners, and don't forget Natural Doc Radio every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.